This brand new production, directed by Tim Albury, will be the first time the COC has produced Aida in 25 years. Listeners will know Mr. Albury from his recent, highly acclaimed production of War and Peace, as well as Gute Dameron in our Ring cycle a few seasons ago. Mm-hmm. The title role of Aida will be shared by two sopranos making their COC debuts. American soprano Sandra Radvanosky, who incidentally now makes her home in Canada, is a world-renowned Verdi soprano who sings in all the major opera houses in the world, including the Metropolitan Opera. This season, she'll appear in the Met's Trovatore, which will be part of their live broadcasts in HD. We're thrilled that our Aida will be Sandra's debut in this role.
That's very exciting.
Yes. Our other Aida is Canadian soprano Michelle Capalbo, who has made a name for herself singing the role across Europe and North America. Opera News recognized her as a world-class Aida, passionate, subtle, and vocally satisfying. Yet another world-class singer making their COC debut is Rosario La Spina as the heroic Radames.
And he's an Australian tenor.
He's an Australian tenor, yes. Taking the role of Amneris is American mezzo-soprano Jill Grove, who has been recognized by the world's major opera companies and orchestras for the beauty and power of her voice. A COC favorite, Scott Hendricks, returns as Aida's father, Amanasro. Audiences will certainly remember his show-stopping portrayal of Iago from last season's Otello, as well as his Rodrigue in our 2007 production of Don Carlos.
The wonderful Verdi baritone. Yeah. I love both Rodrigue and Iago.
Jana, I'd say this is a mighty impressive cast.
Yes.
Considering exactly how difficult it is to find a soprano capable of singing Aida, we've managed to find two of them.
Absolutely. Well, without a doubt, we got a fine cast, and without a doubt, they're going to be singing some of the most exciting and famous music. And in Aida, some of that is its massive choruses. The COC will be more or less doubling the size of our core chorus.
Yes.
To 80 members this production.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to one of those big chorus moments now. We're at the point where the people welcome back a victorious Radames from battle, and as a reward, the king gives him his daughter, Amneris' hand in marriage, another blow to Aida, who must not only face the defeat, knowing that her people have once again been thrashed by the Egyptians, but also see her lover promised to her rival. We'll hear the chorus of the Rome Opera Theatre sing Gloria all'Egitto.
Thank you.
the great big exciting music like the chorus we just heard, while it's wonderful to hear, takes up a relatively small part of the entire score. Essentially, you have some grand public scenes in the first two acts, mostly interspersed, though, with relatively intimate moments. But then the opera settles into a series of very private scenes, mainly monologues and duets. Act Three is a perfect example of Aida, the intimate opera, as it's solely made up of a progression of arias and duets and really gets to the heart of what Verdi did best, which was to concentrate on individuals and their relationships to one another. One of the themes that Verdi comes back to continually is the relationship between father and daughter. In Aida, this relationship is somewhat manipulative. You pointed out something to me. You have two sets of fathers and daughters.
Right.
So you have Aida and her father, Amonasro, and then you have the king of Egypt and his daughter. So anyway, Aida's relationship with her father is extremely fraught right now. Amonasro is one of the captive Ethiopians brought in by Radames during the triumphal scene. He's the king of Ethiopia, but as I said, no one knows this. Radames gets permission for all the Ethiopian captives to be released, but the king of Egypt chooses to hang on the advice of Ramphis, to just Amonasro and Aida. There's no sense of why these two in particular, but it certainly works for our story. At the beginning of Act Three, Amonasro confronts his daughter, saying he's recognized that she's in love with Radames, and she can use this love to get important military plans out of him. Because what Amonasro wants to do is pull together his troops again, now that they've all been released, and he wants to fight back, but he needs to know what Radames' battle plan is. So she, of course, you know, recoils at this idea. She doesn't want to betray her lover, and he really uses some heavy guilt trip on her. He, well, first of all, you know, starts off with an obvious series of arguments and then brings her mother into it, her dead mother. And this is just devastating to Aida. And she finally agrees to do what he asks of her after he threatens to disown her. So one of the most moving and thrilling moments of the opera occurred during this duet. Two rising lines, one for Amonasro, one for Aida. First the father, pensa che un popolo vinto straziato. Think a martyred, defeated people. Really guilting Aida into thinking of her country above herself. And then she replies, o patria, quanto mi costi? O fatherland, fatherland, what are you costing me? The intensity of the vocal line is extremely expressive and tells us what we need to know about the high price that Aida will pay. Here are Leontine Price as Aida and Robert Merrill as Amonasro.
Distruggi Radames, ritorna, lo attendi, e Faraon la figlia è tua rivale. Razza e fame, abborrito, e lo il fattore.
Il suo potere io so, io non lo so.
Poter di lei, no. Solo brami la possente rival, tu vincerai.
Padre! Oh, madre, lei! Oh, bravissima! Oh,